Connie McGowan was terminated in 2009 from her position in county government after claiming to have been bullied by her superior. She says her life today would be different if Republican Representative Steven Sandstrom's House Bill 196 had been in place.
I wouldn't be where I am today. I would still be working. I would be emotionally healthy, physically healthy. I would have my children back in my home again.
The bill enacts the Abusive Workplace Policies Act for state agencies, public colleges and universities, including their affiliated hospitals, and other public bodies that oversee education. But several lawmakers questioned why the matter couldn't be resolved internally within the Human Resources Department. Denise Halberson with the Workplace Bullying Institute told the committee, unfortunately, human resources tends to be part of the problem.
It's kind of like the bully. If they're an executive, now they have this arsenal called human resources. They'll never side with the individual. That's just the state of that profession right now.
But Brian Nelson with the Utah Division of Risk Management said this bill would lead to more wrongful termination lawsuits against the state for alleged violations and create a chilling effect on supervisors.
Every day, we spend countless hours with supervisors and managers across the state in helping them avoid the liability. Many managers and supervisors, having gone through grievances, having gone through litigation, even successfully, get to the point where they just are tired of dealing with the conflict associated with this.
The committee voted unanimously to table the bill. With just 2 weeks left in the session, it's uncertain whether the legislation would be brought back and passed this year. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.